on ABC Radio Brisbane, Steve Austin.
It's my absolute pleasure to introduce Ms. Terry Begley.
Oh, round of applause.
Terry,
thanks, Steve.
My pleasure. Lovely to have you here with me.
I don't know what to say.
Dragged you in from the road.
Yes. You dragged me in from the parklands, actually. It was quite a nice little jaunt. I went over to Roman Street Parklands this morning because I heard about a special person who's doing something very special for other people.
Yes. What does this special person do?
Well, he's the sort of self-effacing bloke that wouldn't normally toot his own trumpet. He's a hairdresser. He's a barber. So he works very hard during the work. Works 5 days a week, 8 till 5:30 every day. And he has a night job. He gets Mondays off. And do you know what he does on his Mondays?
No.
He goes to Roma Street Parkland and he engages with homeless people. Now, a lot of homeless people know that the corner of Roma Street Parklands, they can go and get some food. Mm-hmm. They can go their laundry washed by the Orange Sky Laundry guys.
Okay.
And this bloke is a hairdresser and he thought, well, I can offer something here. I can actually turn up with my scissors, with a bit of talcum powder, with a brush and a cape, and I can actually offer free haircuts to people who would like it, anyone on the street, to not only put a smile on their face but to give them back a little bit of dignity. Now, his name is Amin Islami. He has a very interesting background himself, and through this interview you'll understand why it's important for him to give back and especially to help out people who are suffering, because he knows the very meaning of that word. He's been doing this for about 6 weeks. He'll get through about 10 to 12 haircuts over a period of 3 hours, from about 6:30 in the morning up through to about 9:30. So I met up with Amin this morning and I asked him how he got involved in all of this.
I drove past them one day and I stopped and I said, can I give people a haircut here? And they go, yeah, of course. Bring your stuff here and do what you got to do. And I said, all right, I'll see you next Monday.
And so the idea was born and it's quite successful. Just describe to us how you've set up your salon outside your actual salon. What have you got here?
I got my towel, I put it on a bench, and I got my scissors and my tools and my water spray bottle, and that's it. No mirror, no blow dryer, unfortunately, so I can't do it like an upstyle or a flat top or nothing like that. So.
But you're doing pretty well and you've got a client in front of you here at the hairdresser up above Roma Street. He's being very still. He doesn't want Amin to cut the wrong part of his hair, but it looks really nice from the back here, I can guarantee that. So it's a bit of a challenge setting up a hairdresser's out here, but you've got everything you need.
Oh, yeah. It's challenge as you don't have the mirror to look out into, or the aircon, or the comfort of the salon chair, but you still sit down and have a good haircut and have a good conversation and enjoy your time.
And obviously you feel good about giving back something to society. Tell us a bit more about your background, Amin.
I'm a Persian background. I came from Iran. Been in Australia 21 years though. 25th of July, 96. And we were in Turkey for 3 years before that. And everyone had a hard life. I had a hard life. But no, I'm very comfortable where I am. And I'm very happy. I'm married. I've got a kid. I've got a beautiful little 3.5-year-old daughter. And
so things have worked out pretty well for you.
It has, but at the same time, I will never forget the hardship I went through or other people are going through. And
so this is part of the attraction of what you're doing. You can understand, in a sense, some of the people you're cutting their hair, they're doing it pretty tough at the moment too.
Exactly. Yeah. It's, you can't judge anyone because everyone's got a different story. Everyone's been through a different reason or why they're here or why they're not here. So, but at the same time, I'm not here to judge. Everyone's got the story, and to me, everyone's equal. Everyone bleeds the same, so it's just a matter of making people feel good about themselves.
Do you listen to people's stories? Do you get talking to people that you cut their hair?
I talk to everyone. I speak to everyone, and everyone tells me a story, and it's truly, some of them are very heartbreaking, and you do, like, almost come to a tear, but it's because you don't see the whole picture, and you only see a person on the street or laying down on a bench, and we look at it differently. But yet, if you take your time and actually have a chat and get to know the person and why they're there in the first place, it could be a very different story from what you're thinking.
You've taken the time to just stop one day and take into account what's happening here in terms of connecting with homeless people in this city. What do you think it will take for other people who can change circumstances like this? What will it take for them to...
It doesn't take that much at all, to be honest. You got to have a good heart. Everyone's got to have a good heart. Everyone has a good heart. But unfortunately, in this society we live in, it's just everyone's so busy with working and... It's just... You got to find it the time, first thing. Most important thing is the time that you can.
What's the value of a decent haircut for someone?
Puts a smile on the face. Puts a smile on the face and makes them look good. Because everyone in the world, no matter who you are, how rich you are, how good looking or not good looking you are, you deserve to have a smile on your face.
Would you like to see more hairdressers do what you're doing?
Oh, of course. Of course, but I will never go up to people and make them. You gotta do it yourself. You want to want in yourself, and you can't get that by forcing people into doing it. They gotta be wanting to do it.
It's been lovely to talk to you this morning. I mean, I'll let you finish off this haircut.
It's an absolute pleasure to put a smile on people's faces, because you got to treat people the way you want to be treated. Simple as that.
Dignity and respect.
That's it. Everyone's equal, everyone's the same, and no one's better than nobody.
That was Amin Eslami, Iranian immigrant, barber, and someone who donates his day off to provide haircuts to the homeless of Brisbane.